you're hearing the reports of President-elect Joe Biden and his American Rescue Plan, as he's calling it. And you're hearing some of the news reports and some of the mentions of what it contains, including probably the one that's getting the most attention is the $1,400 checks, which would be on top of the $600 checks that have already been issued. And that's where you get the total of the $2,000 that President-elect Biden is talking about. And there's some other things that are contained in the plan, too, including something that I'm surprised isn't getting more frequent mentions, because I wonder if this is going to be a point of contention, because politically in the past it has been when you have the two parties talking about certain ideas that they possess. And one of those has to do with the minimum wage. And in the American Rescue Plan, part of the plan includes an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, where it says here would be more than double the figure where it has been for more than a decade.
Well, it didn't escape the eye of our local Congressman John Molinar of Midland. He issued a statement saying Michigan small businesses have been crushed by state-imposed restrictions, and now Joe Biden's plan is to saddle them with a $15 an hour federal minimum wage requirement that will make it harder for them to create jobs and hire workers. It's time to allow all Michigan small businesses to safely reopen, innovate, and grow without more onerous regulations coming from the federal government. So he's not too fond of it, that's for sure.
No. And it's, again, an issue which you will have the detractors, especially when you talk about politics. And you certainly will have supporters. There are supporters that have been suggesting this has been necessary for a long time. But my question is, why is it part of this particular package? Again, if this is the same discussion we had when the $600 package was being put together on the heels of the package that President Trump vetoed because it contained all of the other nonsense. You want a package that's directly meaningful to the immediate payments going out to Americans. This is long term. This is beyond that. Keep it out of there and let that political discussion take place, because it's going to be one that divides. So for those who think that politics are changing just because an administration is changing, it's not.
Nope.
No. And I'd say that going back, when the Republicans come in, they have the idea of what the minimum wage should be, and it's not $15 an hour. And of course, when you have a Democratic side being talked about, it does contain that. And so that's why you're having a political divide. But I'm surprised it's not getting more of the attention. I don't know what's going to happen if this bill is going to get more of an argument because of that particular issue.
Well, it's so new. It was just rolled out yesterday. So yeah. I suspect you're going to hear a lot more as the day or two goes by here.
So it exists. Just wanted to throw it out there just to let you know that is one of those points. And I have not heard how much attention this is going to get, immediate attention, because obviously there's other things that are going on in Washington, including having to have Mr. Biden inaugurated in the first place.
And getting a cabinet installed.
Yeah, there are other things that have to be done before some of this legislative stuff can be actually acted upon. Now, on the heels of that, perhaps you've heard in some of the news reports, wanted to go in just a little bit more detail, that yesterday the Michigan Strategic Fund approved the Michigan Small Business Survival Grant Program, which is additional funding as part of the relief bill that Governor Whitmer signed back in December 2020, just a few weeks ago.
If I understand correctly, short term, though, something like 33 days?
And there are qualifications. I mean, the application program runs from 9 a.m. January 19th, which is just a few days from now, next Tuesday, through noon January 22nd. So small businesses have only 3 days to act upon this opportunity. And here is the criteria. Again, this is for small businesses in Michigan, approved yesterday by the Michigan Strategic Fund. A business must have had 1 to 100 employees as of November 17th, 2020. Must be in an industry that demonstrates it was affected by the Department of Health and Human Services epidemic orders. The business needs working capital to support expenses, including payroll, rent, mortgage payments, and utility. Can demonstrate an income loss as a result of the epidemic orders. Sounds to me like there'd be a lot of small businesses that could qualify for that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except for the last point. The small business must not be a live music or entertainment venue, because those businesses are already eligible for the Michigan Stage Survival Grant Program, which was also approved Thursday. What?
Yeah.
Why do we have separate...
Yeah, why break it out?
...funding for
Strange.
Different small business classifications? I'm sure there is a reason. I don't have all the minutiae and details, and frankly, folks, I'm not going to go into it. Well, let the legal folks and the lawmakers sort this one out, and I'm sure, as I said, whatever nuances exist, which is the thing that frustrates a lot of people to know that in this time that, again, so much help is needed and necessary, that nuances are going to cause this kind of separation and grants and funds and application processes on top of already what's happening from the federal level to the state level. It gets frustrating to go through these kinds of processes, especially for small businesses who are suffering in the first place, and now they have more minutiae to have to go through in order to make sure that they can survive in whatever way that they are already surviving. If they are surviving in the first place, a lot of them already aren't surviving.
Right.
Anyway, so it goes on. Yeah, all those who thought, well, you know, all this pandemic stuff was so much 2020. It's not. It's not. It's, yeah, it's 2021.
It's lingering in. Hopefully we're going to get those restaurants open, though, February 1st.
Yeah, well.
That just has to happen.
I don't count on anything until it happens.
Yeah.
You know, the old cliche, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Well, mm-hmm. Never has that been more true with all the opportunities and of the suggestions of what should or should not happen in this pandemic world we live in.